This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. has announced it is speeding up delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The original plan was to send newer versions of the Abrams, which could have taken a year or two to build and ship. Officials tell the AP the Pentagon will instead send a refurbished older model already in Army stocks. They'll be easier for Ukrainian troops to learn to use and maintain, and could arrive in the war zone much sooner, with the goal being 8 to 10 months. Ukrainian leaders had been pushing for the Abrams, a battlefield workhorse, for more than three decades. The Biden administration insisted for months the tanks were too complicated to maintain and repair, but then announced in January it would send them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida traveled Tuesday to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in a show of support that came as Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Due to limitations to Japan's pacifist constitution, Kishida's trip was arranged secretly. Kishida is Japan's first post-war leader to enter a war zone. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Monday the United States is providing $350 million in equipment and ammunition in its latest aid package for Ukraine, as European Union foreign and defense ministers finalized a plan to supply Ukraine with ammunition while replenishing their own ammunition stocks. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The results of an independent review Tuesday indicates London's Metropolitan Police Force is institutionally racist, misogynistic, and homophobic, and unable to police itself. More from this Reuters correspondent.
The review was commissioned by the then head of the Met, Cressida Dick, in 2021, after a serving officer was sentenced to life in prison for the rape and murder of a young woman, Sarah Everard, in a case that shocked the country. Louise Casey, a Member of Parliament's Upper House, who led the review, found severe failings across the Met that required, quote, radical reform.
The moment that Sarah Everard was raped, abducted, raped, and then murdered by a serving police officer, I find it extraordinary that in policing and in the Met Police, that wasn't their moment of like a plane falling out of the sky. I just think it is so dreadful and, you know, has to be a moment that change came. Change didn't come.
That was Reuters News Service reporting. Who is Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump? Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Here at the courthouse, barricades are everywhere. Over the weekend, Trump said he'd be arrested today, but he didn't base that on any evidence. So far, there's no indication that's happening, but he urged supporters to protest, and the NYPD says it's ready, monitoring social media and gathering intelligence. Because the grand jury meets in secret, it's unclear where the case goes from here. Meanwhile, there's a separate hearing today in another Trump case, the New York Attorney General's civil case. The defense is looking to delay the trial because of discovery and other issues. In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
Protests continue in the wake of the adoption of Francis Parliament of a divisive pension bill. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Groups of angry demonstrators took to Paris's streets on Monday evening after lawmakers in the lower chamber rejected two no-confidence votes against the government. Police charged towards protesters while bins and plastic bags were set on fire, the demonstrators calling for the resignation of President Emmanuel Macron. Macron's controversial plan to raise France's retirement age from 62 to 64 has caused regular nationwide protests over recent weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, please visit our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.